Molly Sawyer used to sculpt stylized horses and human figures from clay. That changed after her battle with breast cancer.
The work became a response to my own direct experience with cancer, with life, death. I guess the issue of mortality has always been present in my deeper thought process.
Today, Sawyer's work is a mashup of found objects such as driftwood, stone, and metal rods with braided or balled up wool, twine, ash, and fur. She usually works large, with some installations at once clumped on the floor, leaning against a wall, and hanging from the ceiling. The dimensions and materials make this body of work difficult to place in galleries focused on sales, but Sawyer is riding a wave of exposure in local museums and art centers. She's among the 50 artists invited into the Asheville Art Museum's Appalachia Now exhibition, and Sawyer is just about to open solo shows at Revolve in Asheville and at Western Carolina University in Cullowhee.
I would like to feel acceptance in a broader art world, and I do, in one sense, already feel that because I'm just following my own path.
Sawyer grew up in Atlanta and went through surgery at 10 years old to remove a benign but entangled brain tumor. She later studied ceramics at Guilford College in Greensboro and eventually moved to Manhattan just before 9/11. And after her bout with breast cancer, she and her husband moved to Asheville.
I needed to get away from New York for a while. I needed some quiet. And when I got here, I was able to get my first studio outside of my home.
By bringing organic material into her work, fabric, fiber, and hair that break down over time, Sawyer introduced a fragility and evolution that only later did she understand as metaphors for mortality.
It can take a long time to put pieces together because, I mean, you've seen my studio. It's chock-a-block full of things that sit for a long time and wait until suddenly I look into a corner and I see, you know, a block of wood, and then it all makes sense to me that day. I like to watch the work and try to allow it to do what it's doing and learn from it. What I'm looking for within my work is peace.
Her installation for Appalachia Now brought her anything but peace. Titled At What Cost, it included ashen planks of wood on the floor beneath long, polished tree limbs suspended from the ceiling, wrapped in bulbous, cocooned wool. Sawyer brought her installation to the Asheville Art Museum in August, only to have the piece sit for more than 2 months before the museum opened. Museum staff told Sawyer they couldn't maintain her installation and asked her to replace it with a different artwork.
I've spent over a year of my life working on this piece, knowing that it needs to be seen.
And it will be in the exhibition at Revolve.
If nobody's buying the work, well, why the hell not just make whatever I'm envisioning because it's what you need to make, as opposed to trying to figure out where you're going to show it or sell it before you make it, because that creates a censor and then you can't make the work. The result itself is just a thing. It's really the process of personal exploration in many ways, and it's an attempt to find a balance in my own life.
Sawyer's work is on view at the Art Museum through February 3rd, at Revolve through February 16th, and at Western Carolina University's Bardo Art Center through February 25th. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.